listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday. Some updates on our efforts. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Just ahead, more stories directly from the countries where we are hopefully attempting to rescue children, one at a time, several hundred needed before we are done. But thank you for those who have given. But keep listening. Paul Jacobs joins me right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And glad you're with us. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you here on this beautiful day, perfect spring day. Hopeful that you have had a great opportunity to use this weather for good purposes. But I am very, very concerned that we are not doing all that we can to rescue as many children as we can, as quickly as we can. And here to discuss this with me is Paul Jacobs from Food for the Poor. Hello, Paul.
Kevin, great to be back with you. Great to talk to your listeners in the greatest city on the face of the planet. And that's coming from a South Floridian.
Okay. Yeah, well, of course it's coming from someone who doesn't live here, because the way our crime and city has gone over the last couple of years, I'm not sure that we all believe that live here now anymore.
Well, I'm talking about from the perspective of generosity and love. That's what
I'm talking about. There you go. Now the church in New York, I'll talk about them very differently than the city. But that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about believers who see and have a heart and feel for children that really don't have anyone feeling for them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you're talking about, I want to really just start, first of all, to acknowledge Martha from Brooklyn. She gave a $160 gift to help us to provide life-saving food for children. Now, what is so significant of this is, imagine with everything going on in the news, with everything that we're seeing and happening in our daily lives, no one's immune to it. But the fact that you stop, hear the stories of families and specifically children who are not eating every day. These are children who Food for the Poor in primarily 17 countries across Latin America and the Caribbean. We are endeavoring with your help to make sure that you join Martha from Brooklyn and say, I can feed children with just a few dollars out of my pocket. Imagine she gave a $160 one-time gift. In fact, that would be just about $14 a month. That would turn into life-saving food for kids for an entire year. So we're asking you right now, wherever you're located, no matter what's going on in the news or your personal life, would you take a moment and consider what God would have you do?
That is the ultimate focus of what we're talking about here, friends. And the phone number is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Now, let me give you some parameters of how this next hour is going to go. Normally, for $80, Food for the Poor can take $80. Think about that. Not even a full grocery cart. For $80, Food for the Poor can take that $80 and normally feed one child two meals a day for an entire year. Think about the stewardship involved in that. Think about what good stewards they have to be of the food supplies and of the ability to make $80 stretch for an entire year. But consider this, for the next hour, for this hour, anybody that gives $80 is going to feed two children with that $80. Why? Because a matching generous donor with a generous heart has come alongside and said, every person that gives this hour, going to match your efforts, food for food, child for child, person for person, for the duration of this hour. So right now, that $80 would feed two children. $160, as Paul just mentioned, that Martha gave, normally that would feed two kids for an entire year. And friends, I don't know how they do that. I couldn't feed two of my kids for $160 for the year. But if you have generous food partners, if you have a good means of distribution, if you have ways of getting the food to people that don't go through corrupt channels like elements of governments and stuff, but instead use local church and ministry people on the ground to deliver it, you are able to do this at a very high efficiency level. So $160 normally feeding two children, this hour is going to feed four children because you give. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. But Paul, there may be someone new listening this hour that has not heard anything that we've done over the last week or so. And they may be saying, where are these children at? What are they facing? What's the circumstances under which children need two meals a day? Paul Jacobs, you've been with Food for the Poor for a long time, 17 countries that we're talking about in total. But what is the circumstance that a lot of these children face?
Well, I want to introduce you to Sister Edna, but before I do, the situation that the children she faces and serves and cares for in her nutritional center in Guatemala, these are children who routinely do not eat every day. These are mothers and fathers who go out to work and look for work in many places as they can, but maybe only earn a dollar or two a day. In high inflation, in rising food costs, they try, but they're in their best efforts, they cannot do it. And their children suffer for the wear. And this is why partners like Sister Edna are so vitally important for children who, in the most developmental stages of their life, are not getting the proper nutrition and not eating. Here's Sister Edna's story.
My name is Sister Edna Morales. What I do here is, with all my heart, I try to save the lives of the kids that are suffering from malnutrition. My objective here in this area, you know, in the mountains, is to reach as many kids as I can that are suffering from malnutrition. This area has a lot of poverty, and there isn't a lot of access to food, and there's a high mortality rate of infants due to malnutrition. So that is why I'm here, because I want to be able to help those kids to survive and to be able to be well nourished. Part of my mission is to go visit the families and mainly go visit the kids. When I see a case of a child that is malnourished, then I bring him or her here and I make sure that they get healthy before returning back to their homes. The work that I do is because of my love for Jesus. I'm connected to him through prayer, but I see Jesus in every face, in every child that I help. And I'm not going to stop doing this until the day I die.
Wow, Paul, so powerful. But you hear the emotion that she's choked up with. No matter how long you're involved in doing the work, if you're doing it for the right reasons, your heart stays tender. And that's exactly the kind of people that Food for the Poor is partnering with on the ground and meeting the needs of these children face to face, kind of belly to belly is how we would say it in the sales parlance. But the face to face ministry, love, care that is being provided.
That's exactly right. The children that we're talking about are not just missing a meal. They're missing days. They're missing their lives. They're missing the most vital and important part of their life, and that is getting nutrition so that they can be strong and have a future. You are so vitally important to all of this and why we need you right now.
Sister Edna needs you. The children need you. Will you help? 855-907-4673. And every gift given this hour is going to be matched plate for food for plate for food, child for child. You're not going to be able to do more good with your dollars than giving it right now. 855-907-4673. And because you give now, twice as many children will be impacted. 855-907-4673. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Just click the Give Life banner at the top of the page. But one more time, normally $80 feeds a child for an entire year with Food for the Poor. Because of this match, you can feed two children for that same gift right now. 160 normally would feed two kids. It's going to feed four. And I want to challenge some of you, because I know that there are those of you that can do this. A $320 one-time gift would normally feed four kids, but you're going to feed an entire set of eight children if you give that $320 gift this hour. Even if you had to break it up over a couple of payments, do it. But commit to that $320 and then see those eight children helped. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go to WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm betting that when you woke up this morning, you didn't have any worries when you went to your cereal cabinet and got the Cheerios out with the milk for the kids before they got off to school. And I'm a wagering man, but I bet that they had a nice comfortable breakfast before they were sent off for the day. Sadly, that's not the case for a lot of children around the world. Here's Anitra Parmali from Food for the Poor to explain a little more how.
And I love that Mariah said, I give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. God has lavished you and your family with gifts, and we celebrate that. But we invite you to share that resource that he's given you. We're talking about mothers who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal for their children. We're talking about 17 of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Mothers like those that Kevin and I have met, that when they hear their children are going to eat for a year, fall to their knees, throwing up their hands in gratitude and joy, because suddenly the boulder of terror has rolled off their hearts and their minds. Suddenly they can pray something other than, God, please don't let my child pass away.
Imagine having to even think that prayer, much less pray it. And yet that is the reality of families in Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, throughout Latin and South America, Central America. It is incredibly important that we help these 325 children that are on this list. Here's how we help. 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Or just go online to WMCA.com. Click the button. Give the gift. Be as generous as you can. But because you do it right now, it will be matched. 855-907-4673.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Need a midweek pick-me-up? Tune in to The Door every Wednesday at 8:45 p.m. with Pastor Bernard Taylor, sponsored by Open Door Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn. From sharing the gospel to discussing mental health awareness, women's initiatives, and community outreach services, Open Door Church is more than a church. It's a resource for the tri-state area and beyond. Visit opendoorcogic.org to learn more. Remember, at Open Door, you're always welcome.
What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10.
The Bible teaches hate the sin but love the sinner. No, hate what God hates and love what God loves. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is the transgression of God's laws and ordinances. Judge not lest ye be judged. It says, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. The whole world is judging us continuously, but their judgment means nothing because only God's judgment is what stands.
What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10 on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. 855-907-4673 is the phone number. Your gift being matched right now. If you are so moved to help a child who, let's be very blunt, Paul. Let's not pull punches here. Paul Jacobs from Food for the Poor. If we don't care for these children, the likelihood that they live a healthy year and survive another 12 months is put in serious jeopardy.
Kevin, you've traveled with us in places like Haiti. You've been there on the ground with us where you've been in these nutritional centers. You've been in these hospitals. You've met with the community partners, and their answer is very simple. Without this food, without the help through our donors at Food for the Poor, these children's lives are just a matter of days, not weeks or months. Many of these children do not eat on a regular basis. A lot of times, if a mother or father can find something, one mom I met, she said there were little avocados that were rotten and they gleaned from the edge of a farm where they were thrown and cast aside. That was all that she had for her three boys to eat. I'm telling you, if it's not for your compassion right now to make an effort to say, hey, I'm going to do something, even if it's $80, or we put a challenge out there for the $320 gift. Just think, $28 a month. That's all it takes to save lives right now.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If you're of the internet age and you want to do things online, it's easy to go to WMCA.com and click the Give Life banner at the top of the page, big red. You can't miss it right at the top of the page. Just click that. Either way, whether you call or whether you click, it shouldn't take more than just a couple of minutes to make your gift. And thankfully, because of technology, that gift immediately goes to work. We used to have to wait for a check to be mailed, and that would be a few days, and then you'd put it in the bank and it would clear, and then it would take another day, and then, you know, could be weeks before the food actually started getting to the children. We can turn it around in nearly 24 hours now because of your generosity. And Paul, you've seen in more countries than I have the work that Food for the Poor does. Nothing says it better than the people that you meet when you go into the field.
Monise is a woman that we met in one of our trips to Haiti. And I know there's a lot in the news going on with Haiti and the civil unrest. But understand, no matter what you see in the news, know that Food for the Poor and the 400 staff members in our offices there are poised and positioned, ready to respond. We have already had a soft opening and started to deliver where it was safe to get food to families. We know that it's going to take a mammoth effort. But mothers like Monise are praying that God would answer the call of their prayers upon your heart.
I don't always eat. Sometimes I'll go the entire day without finding anything. Sometimes 2 days, and then maybe the next day in the afternoon, someone will give me something. Sometimes when I breastfeed them, right afterwards, I'll be in a lot of pain because my stomach is so empty. But they're my kids, so I have to do what I have to do for them. Sometimes when I don't have anything to give them, and they'll cry and tell me they're hungry, and I have to tell them that I don't have anything. So I say, I'm your mom, I don't have anything, so you guys have to stay with me hungry. I say, God, you give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say, I'm your kid, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
That is such a powerful request. And Paul, that's the reality of this. There are people that are suffering, and in their suffering, they are turning to God. They are asking for his help. And sometimes, in fact, I have found many times in this life, the best answer to God's prayer is God's people and just responding to the needs that he brings to their attention.
You know, it's interesting. When we traveled, and Kevin, you saw it when we went into from community to community, there was this There was an elation. They hadn't gotten a pot of food. They hadn't gotten a bag of rice. They hadn't gotten a shovel to, you know, put the ground, the foundation down for the first home. But there was an elation because of the hope, because they saw Food for the Poor logo. They understood the weight that that carried. But beyond that, it wasn't the weight that Food for the Poor carried. It was the people behind Food for the Poor for these more than 42 years that we have ministered to places across the Caribbean and Latin America. And so I'm asking you right now, could you just consider what God would have you do? Think of Superstorm Sandy in 2012 that just completely devastated the Eastern Seaboard. And what would that response be like without the people of God, the church of God, your community, your neighbor, your friend that would come to your aid and assist you, whether it was a bucket to clear out debris or it was a bag of food so that you could eat because you couldn't make it to a place you didn't have any money because everything was shut down. Please know that you are needed right now and God's people must respond to the call of God on your heart.
I was touched by one of the people that gave within the last day, Paul, because if you give online, by the way, at WMCA.com and click the banner, you can put a reason for why you're giving, you know, and those are very helpful for us to see and to read. But Michelle from Rahway, New Jersey said, I love to give because I remember when I wasn't able to give. And she said, the Lord has blessed me. And I truly believe I should be a blessing to others. Again, God's people being the answer to the prayers that others of God's children are praying. And we have the chance to do that. We have the chance to step into this world, this existence that these families are dealing with in Latin America and say, hey, you're not alone. God's people in the U.S., we care about you. We're gonna be here this year to feed your child to healthy meals a day. And I want to emphasize, they are healthy meals. It's rice and beans. It's carbohydrate. It's protein. It's the building block of what the body needs. And this is where we have the opportunity to say to them, no, God did not hear your prayer and forget you. He heard your prayer and answered it because that's why we're here. We are part of that answer to prayer. So be like Michelle and be loving to give, eager to give, because there's been a time when you probably haven't been, and yet God answered a prayer for you. Be an answer to prayer for someone else. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And let me just remind you that every gift given this hour, including the one you give right now, is going to be doubled, and the amount of children that are going to be helped is going to be twice as many. So normally an $80 gift would feed one child, $160 would feed two, $320 would feed four. If you give a $320 gift right now, that's going to feed eight children, two meals a day, for the entirety of all of next year. That's thousands of meals, friend. Every single month that you are providing because you gave the gift from what God has blessed you with. Will you give that gift right now? 855-907-4673. Will you make it go twice as far because you chose to give it now? Not later, not some other time. Right now, when the match and the challenge is in effect, will you take advantage of doubling and making your gift go twice as far because you chose to do it at this time? Obedience isn't always just doing the right thing. It's doing the right thing in the right time. My children know this well. You know, slow obedience is disobedience in the McCullough house. We have that conversation often. God's the same way. If he's touching your heart, if he's calling you to this, if he's saying, I want you to be an answer to prayer for somebody, don't put it off. Do it right now so that it goes as far as possible, making twice the impact that you would make otherwise. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or at WMCA.com.
Are you ready?
There is a daze of deception like a fog that is sweeping over the world right now in the narratives that are out there.
That's Pastor Jack Hibbs from Real Life Radio warning about the rise of deception.
Jesus said there's going to be absolute radical deception in the last days.
You can download a chapter of his new book, Days of Deception, when you enter to win an iPad pre-filled with content from Pastor Jack, including the complete digital copy of Days of Deception. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword deception. There will be 3 first prize winners of an Apple iPad, also loaded with 4 exclusive behind-the-book videos to give you a deeper dive into how to live in the days of deception and more. Enter to win one of 3 grand prizes and receive a download chapter of Days of Deception.
Click on the banner at WMCA.com and listen to Real Life Radio weekday afternoons at 4.
What will you leave behind? Will your children inherit more than money? Leave cherished memories and treasured stories they love to tell. Gifts like love and hope that last forever. Become an example of faith and leave well-worn footprints on a path to God. Live for something bigger than the here and now. Listen to the mission and begin your legacy. Because there's more to life than money. AM 570, The Mission.
How can you draw closer to God and increase your knowledge of His Word? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. By reading 4 chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible in less than a year. Or pick a specific topic, such as the life of Christ or the New Testament. Choose among more than 20 free Bible reading plans from 45 to 100 days. BibleStudyTools.com lets you choose your favorite translation. Track your progress and grow your faith online at BibleStudyTools.com.
We are moving now.
Electric bikes are everywhere. They are quiet and very fast. Teens ride them on the roads, in bike lanes, but also in places they should not be, like sidewalks and parks.
Look out!
When you ride, wear a helmet. Don't speed. Watch out for pedestrians and cars. New York State and your community have specific rules for electric bikes. Follow them. Go to trafficsafety.ny.gov for more info. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
For over 60 years, World Missionary Evangelism has reached out to impoverished and suffering children and people in many countries, meeting both their spiritual and physical needs. Join us for the World Missionary Evangelism broadcast as we work together to impact the globe. The World Missionary Evangelism broadcast, Monday through Friday on this station.
Weeknights at 8:30 on WMCA.
Need a midweek pick-me-up? Tune in to The Door. Every Wednesday at 8:45 p.m. with Pastor Bernard Taylor, sponsored by Open Door Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn. From sharing the gospel to discussing mental health awareness, women's initiatives, and community outreach services, Open Door Church is more than a church. It's a resource for the tri-state area and beyond. Visit opendoorcogic.org to learn more. Remember, at Open Door, you're always welcome.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for being with us. 855-907-4673. He's Paul Jacobs. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we are talking to you about the children of Latin America, of Guatemala, of Haiti, of the poorest places in our hemisphere. That translates to some of the poorest places on earth as well. And Paul, one of the things that our listeners might be surprised by is that every day before we have come to them, whether it's been you or Anitra with me, we have prayed for those who are listening that they would hear not just the stories of the children that they can help, but also the way that they can be part of that solution. And I think that praying for even their involvement is one way that we can dedicate this to the Lord and say, okay, God, call your people to do your work.
You know, it's interesting. Well, just take that for a moment, and I'll expand it even further and unpack that food for the poor. Yes, we pray. We, before we get on the air to talk to you listening right now, we're praying. We're asking God that listeners' hearts would be turned not to Food for the Poor, not to the Kevin McCullough Show, but to the families that we represent on this broadcast. But beyond that, Food for the Poor is a praying ministry. We have prayer 5 days a week, that we have our offices open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We are praying for you. We're praying for our donors. We're praying for listeners to the broadcast just like this to respond. And then there are the partners in country. There are ministry partners. There are pastors, local churches that when they get up every day to minister, now they minister 7 days a week. They're praying that we are effective in doing what we need to do to help communicate to you and God, hear you and hear their hearts. I'm reminded of the scripture in 1 John chapter 5. It says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Well, what more is his will when Jesus says, feed my sheep? This is why we need you right now.
855-907-4673. Friend, we can tell you each of the stories. We can give you names and faces and places. But unless those of us that are being prompted by God's Spirit take action on it, we've done no good. And we can't be the kind of people that sit here and nod the head and say, you know, that's a really good thing that we're doing. You know, it's no. God doesn't want us to nod the head. He doesn't want us to be people of nodding of the head. He wants us to be the people that are the doers of the thing. And the doers of the thing right now are feeding those who are hungry, particularly children who, and Paul, you brought this up earlier, are very food insecure and sometimes go very long without sustainable meals. I read a statistic just a year ago where amongst orphan children, and we're talking about a significant number of orphans in and amongst the Food for the Poor children that we're reaching, amongst orphans, 72 hours is about the closest frequency they get to sustainable meals. I'm not talking about boiling tree bark or eating dirt. I'm talking about actual food that they can put in their belly. Who could survive consistently 72 hours in between every individual meal? It's an incredibly needy and famished population of children that we're reaching. And when we make that call right now, we are changing their lives. 855-907-4673.
No, the answer is simple. No one can, especially when you're a child in the most developmental stages of life. I was in a nutritional center holding a child where you could feel every bone in this small, frail child's body. And I thought the child was about 3 months old. And as I handed the child back to the nurse and they were describing some of the challenges where the little one didn't eat anything but salt water, little warm water with salt in it to fill the belly. They told me this child was 18 months old.
Mm.
It felt like a newborn baby. And then you talk to the mothers and the families, and when they have no recourse, all they can do is pray for this food. Susan, one of our staff members in country, talks about how these families are so desperate and there's no other option. All they can do is pray.
Whenever we visit a family, often it is a family saying to us, we prayed for this. And so whatever support that we provide through the donation that we receive, we always remind them, pray for the donors. Someone who has not met you, but who has saw it fit to take from their earnings to be able to give to you. And that is something that they readily do.
Friends, we are those very donors that they're praying for. We are the people, and those of you that have given year over year for dozens of years with me, Kevin McCullough, here in New York, thank you to your faithfulness, and thank you to your being willing to be used by God. There have been literally, and Paul, correct me if I'm out of school here, but I think there's been literally tens of thousands of children that we've been able to feed over the last dozen and a half years or so. But that doesn't mean that the 300 children on our critical cares list right now are taken care of, because they're not. That's why we're back. That's why these children with these specific families, our workers on the ground, the Food for the Poor people on the ground, they know where these children live. They know exactly where they are. We know exactly how to get them the resources. But unless we provide it, it can't get there. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. $160 because of the match will feed four kids right now. 855-907-4673 or WMCA.com.
Kevin Cottrell talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. And over the many years that your practice has been around, you've been responsible for changing several laws.
Well, we single-handedly got the law changed on transplanted kidneys since we had a very famous case in which they put a woman's kidney into a man and he died of ovarian cancer. And so now, basically, every organ has to be screened for metastatic cancer. That was something that we succeeded in doing. And more recently, we just had the law changed. Courtney Anderson case is now being cited everywhere, which you no longer have to prove a reckless standard when suing an ambulance or any emergency vehicle. We got the standard reduced to negligence, which is much fairer for the client who's injured.
Call Buttafuoco & Associates and have them evaluate your case for the best possible results and the maximum benefit. Call 800-NOW-HURT, 800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates, 800-669-4878. That's 800-NOW-HURT.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now is the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-370-6557. That's 800-370-6557 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-370-6557. That's 800-370-6557.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Seth Leibson for Townhall.com. The government of Iran has been at war with the United States for over four decades. It announced itself to the world in a revolution that took over a U.S. embassy and took 52 American hostages. Iran's Hezbollah bombed and killed 241 American soldiers in their barracks in Lebanon. It publicly executed Robert Stethem in the hijacking of a TWA flight. It killed over 1,000 Americans in Iraq, and it tried to bomb an American restaurant in Georgetown. The American response has mostly been to shovel more money to Iran, saying we don't want war with that country. But Iran, opening its parliament with shouts of death to America, has no such compunction. Iran just unloaded a fusillade on Israel. The indiscriminate launches against civilian targets of our ally, as Iran's proxies still hold American hostages, is a new escalation by Iran. Iran is the rogue. Iran is the escalator. Iran is the warmonger. Will we put this fire out or keep fueling it? I'm Seth Leibson.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65+. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65+ is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65+. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Why is that phone number important? Why is it important that you go to WMCA.com and click the Give Life banner at the top of the page? Take a listen to the words of my friend Angel Aloma.
We walked into this wretched little shack. Inside we saw a mother
totally with her face, showed every line of suffering possible of a mother who feels frustrated because she can't feed her children. She had two children in the shack with her. There was a four-year-old who was actually eating a handful of rice, and the seven-year-old who was standing there looking very woefully at his little brother who was eating. And we said to the seven-year-old, "How come you're not eating also?" And he said to us, "Today, it's not my turn to eat." Can you imagine the pain on a mother to have to tell one of her children, "Today it's not your turn to eat, perhaps tomorrow"? To have that complete food insecurity where you cannot plan even one day in advance for a meal for your children. That has to break a mother's heart.
It has to break any parent's heart that's hearing that. And Paul Jacobs is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Paul, you know, I have a teenager now, and I have two middle schoolers on the heels of him, and they are they're quickly eating me out of house and home. They, you know, come home from school, and the first thing they do is hit the snack shelf in the pantry. And we were actually talking about this just day before yesterday, and the issue of food, we don't give it a second thought in the U.S. If you're in the sound of my voice under this radio signal, there's just no thought given to it. We none of us woke up this morning and said, "Oh, I hope that there's something in the refrigerator for us to have for breakfast or to send the kids to school with." If you're in America, you have food every single day. So for us to even comprehend what that seven-year-old had to say to Angel when asked is just mind-boggling to me.
All I ask you to do, if you're listening right now to this broadcast, is just think about your morning routine with your children, no matter what their age is. Or if they're out of the home, think about what it once was and how, even in the very difficult times, the struggles that you had, there was something that you could put on their plate, or there was someone awaiting them at school, or some resource, some safety net that you had. And these communities and these families, there is none of that. When I remember traveling with you, Kevin, we were in a far out community, very poor, and we happened upon this mom, Theta. And, you know, and I've heard the story where the mother has to make a decision who is going to eat. And you think, well, it's the exception. Well, that's not the case. When we went into this home of Fida and you saw her there with her two children, Kenya and her one-year-old little brother, they sat between a metal bowl with not a bowl of rice, just some grains that one had a spoon, a couple spoonfuls, a couple grains, and then it would hand it to the other little one. And then when we asked Fida, "Where is the rest of the food? What are you going to feed these children tonight?" She says, "I had a neighbor that gave me a little bit of breadfruit. It's a kind of a local vegetable that she was boiling in hopes that if there was nothing else, that one piece of breadfruit was going to be split among her children. That's all that she had that day and possibly for the next." And so we're asking you to help families that are not just missing a meal, but they're missing days. They're missing out on their future, and you could be the answer to them right now.
It's not a choice that any mother wants to make, which child eats today, which one doesn't eat tomorrow, etc. And it doesn't have to. That's the beauty of what Food for the Poor is doing right now. And friends, if you give your gift right now, it's not just the one child that eats, but the child's brother, the child's sibling, the child's sister. Because of this matching gift, twice as many children will be fed if you give your gift simply right now. 855-907-4673. Normally $80 would feed one child through the Food for the Poor feeding program for an entire year. Yeah. Which I think is a miracle. I think any way you slice it, if you can make $80 feed two meals a day for a human being on earth, it's not quite loaves and fishes, but it's awfully close. But to do twice as much as that, even with a matching gift that's coming along and saying, "No, no, no, we're going to make sure that another child eats as well," because you choose to give it now, that is the difference in life and death. Paul, I'm not exaggerating this, for another child, maybe a sibling of the child that was going to receive the original food.
oftentimes, Kevin, you can attest to this, you've shaken your head because I know you and I have seen this firsthand, is that when a mother is not able to feed her children, she has a neighbor. There is someone who maybe just a hair a bit better off than them and may have a little extra. They're going to depend on their neighbor. So yes, your food is going to provide for two children, or for your gift is going to provide for two children, or four children is going to provide for eight children. No matter what size gift you give, maybe you can give $1,000 and that would provide for that, for those children there, 28 children. Think about the neighbor that is going to benefit from that mother that is going to get the food, because even though they weren't on the line to get food at that particular moment, they have a neighbor. They have someone whose compassion is going to override what they need for their four and no more. They're going to help someone else. That's what your gift is doing.
And it's doing it so beautifully, friends, when you give right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online, and I know it's super simple and easy to do it that way. You just go to WMCA.com. You click the banner at the top of the page. It says Give Life. It'll connect you through to a Food for the Poor page. It'll take you no more than 2 minutes to just fill out your info there. Hit send. Once you've entered your credit card info and your gift amount, you hit send. Within seconds, that transaction goes through, and within minutes, the family that is intended to be helped is beginning to be helped because you gave that gift, and because you give it now, twice as many children will be helped. Please do not let this moment go by without taking the opportunity to do the maximum good, the best good, the most good that you could do right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. I just want to remind you that Food for the Poor is a Christian-based organization. They share the love and message of Jesus with every child and family that they come into contact with. And so many of these families that they are helping are already believers, and they are praying and asking God for a miracle. So you're really working in a number of lives when you give your gift right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or WMCA.com. Every gift right now being matched, don't delay. Make that gift now. 855-907-4673.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this fall. Learn more at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
What what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes of today's broadcast. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, a little short of voice, but nevertheless, my heart, my passion, my heartbeat is beating for what Food for the Poor is doing and what we're doing together, friends, and what we've done for years here at this microphone. Paul, I don't think I was overstating it earlier. Tens of thousands of children over the last dozen or so years that we've been able to help because of God's faithfulness. But that doesn't mean that these 300 kids that are on our list this year are any less important.
That's exactly right. You have already provided more than 165 children with life-saving food. We've got a long way to go. That's only about 25% of our overall goal, but we know that your compassion is at the ready. And when you talk about the tens of thousands, and I talked at the top of the show about the greatest city on the face of this planet because of your compassion and your love and the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in New York, we're talking about almost 25 years of ministry together, Food for the Poor and WMCA, the mission. I've been around for 14 of those years, all the way back to the old studios. And I've been front and center to the compassion and to the miracles. What miracle? Well, when God found something that was impossible and made it possible through you. And so we're asking you again to help with families that have joined us all across the tri-state area. I want to say a special thank you to Joseph. Joseph has given $80. Thank you, Joseph. He's from Connecticut. Thank you, Samuel from the Bronx. $160 gift. Thank you. We had an anonymous gift from South Jersey. $160. And they wrote, God has blessed me so much that I want to help. And I'm praying over this ministry. Well, thank you for your prayers. We need it. And we got another gift from Middle Village. May God continue. Their gift was a $225 gift. I love those, Kevin, because that means that they answered what God had put upon their heart. And they wrote, may God continue to bless the work that you're doing and all the people it helps. Thank you, because we need every one of those blessings and every one of those prayers. There's only a few minutes left. You have moments, but those moments can truly mean life or death for someone.
And that matching challenge going all the way through the end of this hour, friends, please do not let it die on the vine. Let's maximize the good that can be done. You know, the Old Testament, we think of as a very works-driven kind of document. But, you know, the New Testament talks a lot about not letting the day go to waste, not letting the opportunity to do what is good get behind us. Instead, seize the opportunity to feed those who are hungry, to love those who are lonely, to take care of the widow and the orphan and those that are in much dire straits than you. And here's the opportunity. There are, a specific set of names, and we want to make sure that every one of these children are taken care of before we are done this spring. Here's the phone number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can give online as well. It's super easy. You go to WMCA.com, click the Give Life banner at the top of the page, or go to 855-907-4673. If you're an old school dial person and you want to talk to a person, that's the way to do it, 855-907-4673. Or just click on over WMCA.com and click on the Food for the Poor banner. I'm Kevin McCullough. Please don't let this hour run out until you've given your gift. 855-907-4673 or WMCA.com.